Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Authorities are investigating vandalism, arson, and an attempted burglary connected to a historic synagogue in Old City. It all happened within about 2 days, as we hear from KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Detectives say last Sunday someone wrote vulgar words on a memorial for the brother of Israel leader Benjamin Netanyahu outside Congregation Mikvah Israel along 4th Street between Arch and Market.
It was sickening to see. And after that, approximately 24 hours after that, there was an individual who appeared to be rummaging through our dumpster.
Rabbi Yosef Zarnigian leads the congregation and says around 2:30 Tuesday morning, a man jumped into their dumpster scouring for something.
Perhaps he was looking for some scrap metal or something like that to gather and sell. Upon his exit, a fire was ignited.
Investigators have released video of the suspect and of the fire, which they say broke a window and caused minor damage to the building.
The arson gave opportunity in the minds of two bandits who attempted to break into the synagogue.
That happened just a few hours later, right before religious morning services.
Authorities believe the incidents are not connected. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker promoted the new City College for Municipal Employees during a meeting at Temple University hosted by the U.S. Department of Education. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
We created something in the city of Philadelphia called CCME.
The City College for Municipal Employees provides special courses at Community College of Philadelphia for specific jobs the city needs to fill. Mayor Parker says the goal is to have students go from class straight to employment.
So that you're not going through a training program, amassing $130,000 worth of student loan debt like the mayor that she'll be paying until she's dead.
Courses range from skilled trades to healthcare, technology, and business administration. The mayor says the program is possible because the Biden administration has sent $900 million to the city just since she took office, which has freed up city funds for programs like CCME.
The mayor spoke at a gathering called Power Up Philly, an information sharing meeting led by the White House Initiative for Educational Excellence, Equity, and Economic Opportunity for Black Americans. The 76ers are scrapping plans for a 25-story apartment building from its proposal for an arena on Market Street. City Councilmember Mark Squilla tells our partners at NBC 10 he asked the team to drop the tower from their plans. He says, quote, some members of the Chinatown community did not see this as a development that was affordable or benefited them. They thought that the plan was an insult and disingenuous, end quote. The building would have had almost 400 apartments with just 79 designated for affordable housing. Squilla says he would support a project if all of the units were affordable. A 41-year-old Norristown man is ordered to stand trial on charges including first-degree murder for a deadly shooting earlier this month. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Salim Smith is charged with first- and third-degree murder, accused of shooting and killing 32-year-old Jeremy Johnson around 4 a.m. on October 9th in Johnson's apartment on East Marshall Street in Norristown. Smith told police he and Johnson were smoking PCP, and in his words, Johnson went to the dark side, so I defended myself. Smith's lawyer, Matt Quigg, says they'll look into a self-defense claim down the road, but at the preliminary hearing, he argued first-degree murder should be thrown out.
At the time that this happened, Salim was under the influence of drugs, unfortunately, and that because of being under the influence of those drugs, he wasn't able to form any specific intent to kill.
The first officer on scene says when he found Smith standing outside the apartment building, he was swaying, unsteady on his feet, and was mumbling incoherently, the officer saying he wasn't sure if Smith spoke English.
District Judge Hakeem Jones held all charges, including first-degree murder, agreeing with prosecutors that a jury should be tasked with deciding if the killing was premeditated first-degree or the lesser charge of third-degree murder. New laws are on the books for home invasions and burglaries in New Jersey. Law enforcement agencies in the state say they will begin prosecuting these crimes immediately. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
Home invasions are now first-degree crimes with penalties of 10 to 20 years in prison. Robberies where no weapon is used are second-degree with 5 to 10 years. Both under the No Early Release Act, that means no parole until at least 85% of the sentence is served. Atlantic County Chief Assistant Prosecutor Kathleen Robinson says she's long believed punishment for residential burglaries should be stronger as those crimes leave lasting physical and emotional wounds, and she says they will aggressively prosecute offenders who break into homes. The laws were signed by Governor Murphy just a couple of days after the killing of Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Monica Mosley in her home.
Mosley will be laid to rest Saturday morning after a service at Bridgeton High School. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.